Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. Yo, it's the Black Lex. I'm back. Episode number 34 of the Irregular Man Podcast. You know, I have something to say about pain and mortality. The idea that we become weaker and weaker each day of our lives, that our bodies are deteriorating. Though, in most regards, we aren't helpless. There's something I've learned this past month dealing with my sciatica. The type of pain and numbness and frustration I feel with this condition is strange and it's debilitating and frustrating and overall just maddening, because I can't do or move in the way I used to. Things like just picking up groceries or walking up the steps seem like super daunting tasks. And I wonder if, and I really can't help but wonder if this would be something that I had to endure for the rest of my life. It feels that hopeless. I feel as if I can't get past it, like it will never end. And that leads me into the topic of this podcast, which is learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is the condition in which an organism, through certain acts, certain functions, is uniquely frustrated to a point where it feels that it cannot succeed, that at every turn, when it's trying to overcome whatever it may be, whatever obstacle that it sees in its path, it is thwarted. So it is said that the organism learns, or the person learns, that they are indeed helpless. And they sort of give up on having goals or having dreams or even finding success. And these are the sort of in the vein of this learned helplessness. This is where clinical or some depression comes into view. And I can see that. I can see that seething and bubbling at the surface of my own frustration. Because it's almost like you want to find a way over. And you know that maybe this won't last always. But it feels as if it will be. It feels as if there's nothing that you can do to make it right, to make it better. I've seen this in my community. I see it when I go back home to East St. Louis quite a bit. It's as if this miasma, this dark cloud hangs over the city. And everyone has learned to stop dreaming. And people don't understand how to succeed. Or they don't know what success really looks like because no one modeled it for them. Just like many, many single mothers don't know what motherhood looks like because, honestly, it hasn't been modeled. Because their mother was not married, and they don't know what parenthood should be in order for a child or a family to be most successful. And I'm not just saying this because because of what I've seen as sort of anecdotal evidence, but this bears out in the statistics, as there's a 70% out of wedlock rate, which in our community is side by side with poverty. And in those situations, there is sort of a carryover of the previous generation. And this is what's learned. I don't know if this type of learned, or is this learned helplessness in a way? Because I know a lot of my family who haven't even been outside of the state of Illinois. Or if they have, it hasn't been very far. It's hard to think about. What does it mean to be helpless? What type of helplessness persists within the minds of those who feel that they have either nothing to look forward to, nothing to aspire to, and no one to direct them forward? I think mostly I was struggling with this because I can recall a time when I felt that way, when I left college for the first time. And, you know, you have stars in your eyes when you leave, and you had this piece of paper saying that you've studied and you gained a certain amount of knowledge. But when you take it out into the real world, it actually means nothing. 70,000 dollars worth of nothing. That's a very hard pill to swallow. And when you finally do swallow that, and you've understood how much of your time you've put into something that is almost worthless, you kind of want to fall off the earth. In this regard, looking at that picture, a picture of me holding a piece of paper that means nothing, knowing that there's nothing that I can do at that point, and there's no way I can get those years back. It feels sort of helpless. It feels like there's this pit in your gut and you are imploding, falling into it, into the darkness, into the heat, the wind rushing by, and you just want to fall, continue to fall into it, crashing into it, into yourself, being enveloped by this helplessness that has taken hold of you. There's a lot of things that I can say beyond this. But to really fit your, or wrap your mind around the concept, just to think about what happens after years and years of nothing. And then you have children, and they see nothing because you've lost the aspiration. And in order for them to find meaning in something, they have to look outside of you, which they rarely do. What type of future is that? They're behind the proverbial eight ball at that point. And they learn to be helpless because you are helpless. And because your parents were. The cycle must be broken. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.